call the meeting to order, and will we have Pam here today to do roll call?
I will be it. Okay. Pam, she has a surgery, and Krista, she is attending a wedding in the East Coast. So I'll call it. Dr. Jones?
Present.
Mr. Devaney?
Virtually present.
Commissioner McKinney? Mr. Trevino?
Here.
And Mayor Bishop. I think we have three members of the forum.
This is Krista.
Oh, Krista. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. So we'll move on then to, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I have not.
Then we'll move on to public comments. If you wish to address any matter relevant to the business report, you may do so now. Please state your name and item you wish to address. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Anyone who would like to address?
My name is G. Mendoza from White Swan. I represent the Friends of Poverty Creek. 2016-2017, when the Board of Directors for the Clean Air Agency elected the previous Air Pollution Control Officer, they narrowed the field down to 3 candidates. So, 3 finalists were
Krista, could you please mute your phone?
Sure, yes.
This is about choosing somebody who understands the law and can lead the agency without incurring lawsuits at every turn. This is about choosing someone who can interact effectively with the public. So far during this selection process, we, the public, have not been told what the board is looking for in a new APCO. They haven't been told when the interviews will take place, where the interviews will take place, what questions will be asked, or how the screening team will score the applicant. To our knowledge, the board has not voted on the composition of the selection team. We only have Commissioner McKinney's recollection of email correspondence. That was not done in an open public meeting. The Open Public Meetings Act is a good law. We ask all of you to keep this in mind while you're conducting discussions about a new APCO. Thank you.
Is there any other member of the public who would like to address the board? Hearing none, then we'll move on to the consent agenda. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda. Item accept February 2022 YRCAA monthly activity report.
I move to accept the consent agenda as described.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Abstentions. Motion carried. Next item, interim executive director's report.
Mr. Chairman, board members, lovely good afternoon. My report, this board meeting has a few bullets that I want to talk about. The first one, it was about a writ of mandamus. So on February 22nd, 22, at around 3 o'clock p.m., Friends of Tavish Creek served this agency by the writ of mandamus. And the hearing was scheduled for February 25th, 2022. Our attorney, Mr. Ellis, represented us, and on the same week, I attended the court hearing. So just to summarize, basically, what was the risk is all about is requesting the court to prevent the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency from screening candidates until the following six conditions are met. First one, the public receives and has time to review the YRCAA description for APTO, Executive Director. Number two, the job announcement has been distributed across the West Coast, and there is sufficient time, at least 3 weeks, for a qualified professional to study the announcement. Number three, the public receives and has time to study the contract between YRCAA and Yakima County Human Resources. Number four, there is an adequate pool, at least 10 applications of candidates for the position of YRCAA, APCO, Executive Director. Number five, YRCAA Board of Directors has approved in an open public meeting a list of members of the Screening and Selection Committee for the position of YRCAA, APCO, Executive Director. Number six, YRCAA Board of Directors has approved in an open public meeting a process for screening and selecting the YRCAA, APCO, Executive Director. I have attached the writ from Friends of Tavanshi Creek to this report, and I have also attached our attorney's reply. It is on page 16 of 91. That is the writ from Friends of Tavanshi Creek. Then the reply was just right behind it. And again, Friends of Tavanshi Creek, also the response. Our attorney basically asked for a motion to dismiss. Friends of Tavanshi Creek, they replied to that motion. So it's a little bit thick, but I summarize it. That's the summary of the writ, as well as our attorney's response to that writ to dismiss it. So, I attached all of them. So the court dismissed the case without prejudice on February 25th, 2020. That was the decision and that day. That was the first bullet of my report. I do apologize because I included everything to show that it wasn't just a simple work. We have to work a lot about it because the time was also very short. And Friends of Tavish Creek, also give them credit, they work also hard within that week. So the second bullet is the American Rescue Plan grant from EPA. So back in September 2021, there was a request from EPA for a direct funding for a continuous PM2.5 monitoring. So I did apply to that grant. The local Green Area Agency eventually with Department of Ecology joined together and we submitted one. Our agency requested and proposed changes for the sunnyside monitors from which we call it NF or Niflometer monitors to a federal equivalent method or federal reference method. We also asked for some sensors or purple air. I did receive on March 2nd, a few days ago, we did receive an email. I attached part of that email. It is on page 60 of 91. So EPA approved us to give us $25,500 to change the NIF to FEM. There was no money for the purple air. That I thought it was important to bring it into this board meeting. So that was pretty a good thing. The difference between both, the federal equivalent method or federal reference method, whichever they eventually decide, they have not decided yet. We are working with the Department of Ecology. That will give us a better, we will work less time on this compared to the one we have right now. So it will save us some time too. And it is the method which is accepted by EPA eventually. So the third bullet is a wood stove changeout. For February, we changed the total of 39 wood stoves changeout, total of $155,550. Includes only one rebate, so that was pretty good month. We are ahead of schedule for those changeout. They are doing pretty good job. The fourth bullet is the revised code of Washington. I wanted to talk about the Air Pollution Control Authority for the fiscal year. I know most of the board, if all of you know this for a fact, so I just thought I will bring it because it's March. So this RCW basically the budget year of each activated authority shall be the fiscal year beginning July 1st and ending on the following June 30th. On or before the fourth Monday of June of each year, each activated authority shall adopt a budget for the following fiscal year. So following this RCW, usually what we do in our agency, we have to have at least the budget ready for public comments starting May 1st. It ends on May 31st, and we usually start putting the budget, the foundation, or at least the structure for the budget on March. So I did whether, I'm just basically putting the major part on the physical budget. So that's at minimum I can do. Whoever is going to take over, they will have something in their hand. But the budget is really very important to have it ready by May 1st. We will advertise that in the newspaper as well as in our website. I thought just to bring it to your attention, that's something we do every year, but it's an important, we have a lot of issues, we need to work on that budget. The fifth bullet basically is a compliance and engineering division. I expanded a little bit on this one, and I do appreciate Dr. Jones bringing it back to my attention. So the division, we issued basically three new source review order of approvals, and the registration program is usually at the beginning of every year, we send all the registered sources, the registration form, and so on and so forth at the beginning, usually December 31st or January 2nd. So we registered about 58 sources for the month of February. We processed about 15 notice of demolition and renovations. We also do part of our job, which is really not spoken a lot in this agency, is the agricultural banning as well as the burn ban. We have within the ROSA regulations and the WAC 430 and WAC 173433 requires us to do a daily allocation. In order to do the daily allocation, or the Department of Ecology sometimes refers to it as metering, to do the forecast for 3 days. So we do the forecast for 3 days. I'm not a meteorologist, but I think I become excellent on that. I think I can work on TV. So we do the dispersion modeling for 3 days, the forecast for 3 days based on some dispersion modeling and so on and so forth. And we do give the allocation on a daily basis. That is something we do. Watch it. The first thing we do in the morning, either me or engineer Wade also, he does that. So this is, these are things we really don't speak a lot about it, but I thought to bring this into your attention. And the table basically summarizes what we have done as far as the NOVs. We issued three NOVs. We have three complaints. No NOVs for this month. For the air monitoring, that's another thing we always don't speak much about it. We say we don't have exceedance, or this is the graph for the PM2.5, this is the graph for PM10, and the annual graph, and that's it. The truth of the matter is we do collect and we ship for analysis about 15 air monitoring samples, and we do quality controls on 5 air monitoring in Yakima, in our jurisdiction. Those graphs basically are good graphs. We should not expect any exceedance. And that should really conclude my report, for subject to any questions.
I had one. A member of the public asked me on a fiscal year how many wood stoves would the agency change?
We do have that. I don't have the exact number, but it depends on, because there are, within the wood stove change out, there are two categories. Some of them for the low income, for instance, it was a low income, and we don't do this. There is the office of, there are two offices they qualify, whether they qualify for low income or not. If they meet that criteria, basically we do take care of everything, almost, to that. So, but others, we can give a rebate about $2,000, and they can put, if they wanted, $10,000 in their house. That's a different story. Roughly speaking, it's the last one I remember is about, depending also on the budget sometimes we have, but roughly about $4,500 per wood stove. That's how much we. If you are interested in the total number, we do have the total number.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Tahat, I forwarded you, per our administrative code, an inquiry about an Open Public Meetings Act concern from a member of the public. Have you had a chance to review that, and are you prepared to report on that today, or are you still working on it?
No, I am prepared to work on that, and it is on the board packet. I know you are in Washington, D.C. If you were not able to look at the whole board packet, it is under other business, which is updates on the search process for air pollution control officer. So that's where the report is going to be.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, then we'll move on to number 7, action items. 7.1, approval of fiscal voucher and payroll authorization transfers for February 2020.
Yeah, for the fiscal report is basically you have it in front of you that we to accept the recommendation, basically to accept and approve by minute action the account payable for the physical voucher totaling $188,497.78, and the February payroll of totaling $42,675.01. We are asking for an approval.
I move we approve the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for February.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Abstentions. Motion carries. Under other business, update on search process for air pollution control officer, and I will ask Mr. Devaney if he has an update.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did receive an update from Jackie Lindsay at Yakima County Human Resources this past Friday, that as of that date, they had received 12 applications for the position so far. Not all of them are yet complete. Some of them require supporting documentation. They are in the process of collecting that. Their current recommendation is that we continue to receive applications at least through March 18th, which would be next Friday, which would be a full month of advertising since the position was first posted on the county's and our websites. That will allow any additional applications to come in. That we don't close the position at that time, but that is when they are proposing to review and do an initial scoring based on the qualifications and the job announcement for those candidates received so far. Before they send us a list of candidates, their names, and their relative rankings, they do ask that we confirm if we're going to recommend any changes to the process that we previously described, namely that they send us a list of questions for qualified candidates, that the board would interview those candidates in the first round of interviews, to be followed by a public forum where those candidates would present. And then take questions from the public that the board would hear and have that public discussion before we would move into discussion of those finalist candidates. They want to make sure that we do not adjust the process on the basis of who we've received applications from. And so this would likely be when, if we're going to make any changes to that process that they had recommended, this would be when we would need to take any specific action. If we do not, then the process that I just described is what we would use going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Devaney. Any questions? Okay. Hearing none, I guess we can move on unless there's something else. Okay, and I guess at this point we're adjourned.
No, I'm not done. I still have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do apologize. That what the chairman, Mr. Devaney, asked, he did send me. I put this topic under other business because it was in relation to the opposition of the executive director. So I have an executive memorandum on page 72 of 91. So I, not to miss a lot, I would read most of it, but Prince of Tabashi Creek requests for clarification. So Mr. Our chairman Devaney on February 22nd, 22, forwarded a letter from Prince of Tabashi Creek signed by Ms. Jean Mendoza, advising him that pursuant to a specific directive of the YRCA Administrative Code A in Section 2, the YRCAA Board of Directors may have violated a stated directive in Section 2 as the following letter. The following, I attached the following letter, it's on page 76, I believe. So I quote from that letter, quote, Section 2 of Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency Administrative Code Part A states, any board member or person who suspects the board has violated the open public meeting law is requested to advise the chair in writing within 30 days of the time that the alleged violation occurred. Pursuant to this directive, I'm advising you that the YRCAA board may have violated Section 5 of YRCAA Administrative Code, Part A, RCW 42.30.03, RCW 42.30.060. The letter continues to say, and again I quote, "We were alerted to this possibility when Commissioner McKinney stated at the February 10, 2022, YRCAA board meeting." Yeah, and I have to go through my emails right here. But I think that we all, the last information I have is when John forwarded to all of us, then the proposed job announcement and requested feedback. And it looks like, because I am not privy to any of us, asked for any changes. So each member can comment on that. That was regarding the job announcement item. So, and then I know that we have a just clarification for wanting to know who would be on the interview panel. I believe to help facilitate the meeting. And that there was concurrence that board members would be on the interview panel and do the scoring. So that is the most recent update I have. On February 10th, this is all from the letter. On February 10th, 2022, Friends of Tabish Creek submitted a public records request for a copy of the contract between YRCAA and Yakima County Human Resources. YRCAA Public Records Officer Pamela Herman told us by email that she did not receive this request. If OTC resubmitted the request on February 17th, we have not received a reply. It appears that YRCAA Board of Directors has authorized signing of a contract with Yakima Human Resources that was not reviewed by the board members and was not made public. Second bullet, agreed upon the makeup of an interview panel for selection of an air pollution control officer executive director by email vote rather than a public meeting. Bullet three, not agreed upon scoring criteria and processes for an air pollution control officer executive director in an open public meeting. End of the quotes. Chairman Devaney forwarded the letter to me pursuant to Section 2 of our admin code and Section 2 to review the issue and provide recommendation as may be appropriate to the board at the next available meeting of the board. So this is the board meeting that the following, that was done in February, so this is March. We're following the rules and the laws. So I'll start here. YRCA Admin Code, Part A, Section 2, the chair, upon receiving such notice, will direct the executive director, I'm not the executive director, I'm the interim, but I'm doing that, so, to review the issue and provide recommendation as may be appropriate to the board at the next available board meeting of the board, which will assure the agency maintains substantial compliance with the open public meeting law. RCW 42-30030, meeting and declared open and public. Read. All meetings of the governing body of a public agency shall be open and public, and all persons shall be permitted to attend any meeting of the governing body of a public agency except as otherwise provided in this chapter. RCW 42-30060, ordinance, rules, resolution, regulations, etc., adopted at a public meeting meeting notice. Secret voting prohibited. Number one, no governing body of the public agency shall adopt any ordinance, resolution, rules, regulations, order, or directive except in a meeting open to the public, and then only at a meeting the date of which is fixed by law or rules, or at a meeting of which notice has been given according to the provision of this chapter. Any action taken at a meeting failing to comply with the provision of this subsection shall be null and void. No governing body of a public agency at any meeting required to be open to the public shall vote by a secret ballot. Any vote taken in violation of this subsection shall be null and void and shall be considered as an action under this chapter. So, therefore, this serves as a clarification to the statement and requires of the FOTC and review the issue and provide recommendations as may be appropriate to the board at this meeting. Commissioner McKinney stated at February 10th, that's our reply, based on that quote, that's what she was looking at her emails when she was referring to this issue. It is very clear that the commissioner is referring to an email, not a meeting, asking if the board had any feedback. But I believe the chairman sent that email if you have any feedback on the job description of the executive director position, which I attached to this report too, done by the county human resources. In addition, this statement was stated during a public board meeting. It was not a secret. Furthermore, at the November board meeting, the board voted to authorize the interim executive director to sign the agreement between the YRCAA and the county human resources for recruitment of an executive director position. That was discussed in November board meeting. That agreement, it states what the county human resources should do. Can refer to that as an agreement. The county human resources will do the job description based on the old position description they have on file. It is within the board of directors' power to appoint a control officer as stated in the RCW 78 that 15.2030. The board, and then I read part of it, the board may appoint a control officer and any other personnel and shall determine their salaries and so on and so forth. Therefore, it is very clear to me that none of the above statutes or regulations have been violated. In relation to the statement made by FOTC statement on February 10, 2022, Friends of Tavish Creek submitted a public record request for a copy of the contract between YRCA and the Yakima County Human Resources. YRCA public records officer Pamela told us by email that she did not receive this request. FOTC resubmitted the request on February 17. We have not received a reply. That was what was written in the letter. This statement has been clarified with FOTC. That's why RCA indeed did not receive the public information request on February 10, and it was received on February 17. And we did clarify that, and we have fulfilled that public information request, and she has a copy of the contract. The latter part of the FOTC letter, it appears that YRCA Board of Directors has the three bullets I read just a while ago. I'm not going to repeat it. It authorized the signing of the contract and agreed upon the makeup for the interview and not agreed upon scoring criteria and the processes that third bullet. So regarding the above statements, signing the contract between YRCA and County Human Resources was approved during November's board meeting, but there was no contract yet at that point in time. There was lengthy discussion about the hiring process and how it will proceed during the November 2021 board meeting. YRCA received the first copy of the agreement or the contract on December 8th. That's when I received the contract. Was distributed to the board members during December's board meeting on December 9, 2021. So regarding the agreed upon, regarding the agreed upon makeup of the interview panel and the second bullet again, the interview process forms, shapes, it was discussed in November 18 at length. To my knowledge and to the board chair knowledge, there were no votes by email. Commissioner McKinney's statement was referencing the job description as stated above for a feedback. What came from the human resources. Regarding the third bullet, to my understanding, that is really the purpose of having a third party to do the process, to be transparent and clear. The process is an agreed upon procedure in the agreement contract between the human resources, county human resources, and YRCAA. To the scope of the work to be rendered. So it tells exactly what the human resources are going to do. They receive the application, they do the screening, they do whatever it is in that agreement. Lastly, it is within the board of directors' power to appoint a control officer as stated in the RCW 70A. 0.15.2030. The board may appoint a control officer and any other personnel and shall determine their salaries and so on and so forth. It's not in this, but I wanted to add here, I missed it, that we received that job description on February 17. The same day we received it from the human resources, we posted in our website on the same day. So we did not even wait. Actually, I asked Carlos here. I asked him, he can't go home until it's posted. To this end, as an interim executive director, pursuant to the admin code, Part A, Section 2, my recommendation is that there has been no violation to the Open Public Act. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, not a question, but a comment and a reminder that it is important under the Open Public Meetings Act that when we circulate documents to the board via email, that everyone remembers that they should and can reply directly to Dr. Tahat or directly to an outside contractor such as Yakima County Human Resources, but to be engaging in discussion by replying all would be a violation of the act. And I'm not aware of anyone doing discussion by email, but it is important that everyone keep that in mind, that you can potentially violate the act by having discussion via email, and so that's something to keep in mind when you do receive documents like the agenda for future meetings. We reply directly to Dr. Tahat with any changes to that agenda. We don't reply all.
Thank you, Mr. Devine. That's a good reminder. Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Devine. That is absolutely true. What I was referring to this incident with Commissioner McKinney, Commissioner McKinney was basically, and she said that we have the recording, is if you guys had any feedback on that job description, I think you asked them for if they have any feedback, not voting for anything else. There was no voting there. I just wanted to clarify that.
Mr. Chairman, before you adjourn, I wanted to note that I heard someone else join the call, and I think it was Mayor Decio, and I think we just might want to note that she joined.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a phone back there. There was a phone here beeping at the same time, so I didn't hear the phone call.
Oh, I moved to adjourn.
Okay, there's motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.